From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has formally ended U.S. participation in the multinational nuclear agreement with Iran.
The deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout.
He said the 2015 agreement was, in his words, a horrible one-sided deal that should never, ever have been made. The president said the U.S. was immediately reinstating all Iran-related sanctions it waived as part of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement.
We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States.
Mr. Trump held out the hope a new lasting deal that benefits both Iran and the Iranian people. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tehran would remain committed to the existing multinational pact. He said he's instructed the foreign ministry to carry out consultations with the remaining members of the JCPOA on next steps. European signatories also pledged to remain in the deal. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
It is a key element of the global non-proliferation architecture. It is relevant in itself, but even more so in these times of encouraging signals on the perspective of a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu praised Mr. Trump's decision, so did Gulf Arab states. In Democratic Republic of Congo, a new outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus has claimed at least 17 lives in the northwest Bikoro area of Equator Province. The World Health Organization and Doctors Without Borders have dispatched medical teams to the affected area. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary